Good morning, everyone. Lovely to be with you again. Lovely sunny morning, too. I don't know how I'm going to follow Roger. Oh, no, sorry. I have to be nice. It's his finale. David told me I've got to be nice, so we're going to behave ourselves today. Yeah, it's lovely to be with you again. Thank you very much for your prayers. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Jim. I'm the evangelist in Ireland. Do we have any slides up? There are some slides, which Paul's just going to put up. Just going to talk you through what we've been doing over the last year and talk about the upcoming Gathered In mission. There we are. If we go to the next slide, please, Paul. Let's get rid of those pictures straight away. Yeah. Last September, we did the Irish Ploughing Championships again down somewhere in the middle of Ireland, County Offaly. Massive, massive agricultural show. 300,000 people come through the doors over the 3 days that it's on. So we work with the OM Ireland, Operation Mobilisation, and with the Irish Evangelistic Band. So there's a team of about 40 working out of, you can see that Calvin Christian Bookshop. That's the banner we operate under, giving away free tea and coffee and trying to engage people, as you can see, at the door with various hooks to try to get them into conversation. But big crowds of kids coming through, so wonderful opportunities. A lot of these guys have never heard the gospel before. Most of them Catholic school system. So fantastic opportunities to get the gospel in. And who says Jim can't get surrounded by women? Only happens once a year. Thankfully for the women, probably. Next slide, please. Unfortunately, this picture's on the right. That's just some of the guys on the left who we're working with. Operation Mobilisation brought their big red bus, which they take out to different towns in Ireland and do a lot of great kids and youth work through that. But we had Storm Alley hit us on the second day of the championships, and you can see a bit of damage done. Our marquee was completely destroyed, so we had to use the big red bus on the last day, and that's one of the other marquees as well, which was also damaged. So yeah, it was a bit interesting, let's say. Next slide, please. So the Gathered In mission is really what we're working towards, is the big effort across the water this year, taking place. We're starting about the 19th of September, running through to the 6th of October, so just about 2.5 weeks. And I've been chatting to some of you this morning, and you tell me you're signed up to come, and that's fantastic. We look forward to seeing you there. Still more room for other team members, etc. The gentleman in the middle is the bishop who's invited us to come to Ireland to do mission in his diocese, Ferran Glenfield. Roger's worked with Ferran in the past. He was a rector of a church in Dublin. Was it two churches, Roger, or just the one church Ferran was at? Yeah, okay. So this is where Ferran knew about TFM from. So now he's the bishop of this quite rural diocese. It's the shaded area on the slide. Asked us to come in and do mission. There's 25 parishes or groups of churches in the diocese, Church of Ireland, really, really spread out, which I'll hope to show you on the next slide. But it's essentially, it's a massive area. It's about a sixth of the country in that slide. It covers counties, let me see if I can get all these from memory, Sligo in the northwest, Leitrim, Cavan, Roscommon, Longford, a little bit in Donegal, a little bit in County Westmeath as well. So it's a big, big area. So out of the 25 groups of churches, parishes, we have about 17, 18 who are signed up to work with us, which is pretty good, actually. Some of them just not interested in mission. Some of them very reluctant about mission. Some of them scared to even think about mission, etc., for a variety of reasons. But we're blessed to have so many actually working with us. So this is my working map. This is my battle plan, which is the slide. And all the colored stickers indicate one of the groups which is working with us. So over the 2.5 weeks, we're going to be putting teams into all these different parishes to come alongside these guys. Now, this is probably a different mission from what most of us are used to because it's such a conservative part of the country. The people there have lived in a minority, a tiny minority, since partition, really, almost 100 years ago. So the thought has been to keep your head down. Don't talk about religion. Don't talk about faith. And that attitude still prevails in the area. Catholic Church is by far the majority. So these guys don't really talk faith. Good traditional churchgoers, but I think in most of these churches there's not a lot of actually following Jesus. So the mission, first of all, is going to be inside the church. Some of the churches are a bit more advanced, not very many, and they're looking outside, but the vast majority is inside. I think Ferran talks about there's something like 10,000 on the books of the churches in the diocese. Regularly, they would see about 2,500 coming to Sunday services. So this is why it's tied in with the harvest period, because more people come to church at harvest time than any other time of the year. Because of the agricultural, rural nature of the area, this is when they come to church. So this is why we're invited at this particular time to come in and evangelize and to speak with these guys, etc. Just looking over at Tim, he's reminded me to say that for you guys who are coming, we were planning on having our sort of start and finish of the weeks in Longford, which is in the south of the area, but it's actually now going to be in Cavan, a bit further north, just because the bus service is better from Dublin. There are more buses through the day. And also we used Cavan Royal School a few weeks back for our training day, which was fantastic. So we're going to be able to use that again. And the staff, et cetera, there looked after us really well, which was brilliant. So anybody want to chat a bit more about the Gathered in the Mission, please grab me afterwards and we can talk you through a bit more of that. Give us the next slide, please, Paul. Over the year, lots of speaking opportunities, thankfully, in different guises. The one on the left was a Christians Against Poverty event. A couple of months back, they take clients away for a free weekend, which is lovely, but it's evangelism from start to finish, which is fantastic. And we'll see lots of guys committing their lives to Jesus through that. A few other ones. That middle one was one in Cavan just after the training day a couple of weeks back. And the one on the right was actually where I work in Portadown. One of the local groups asked us to come in and to invited us for lunch, and then Jim, just you talk. So it was a great opportunity to speak to that particular group. Next slide, please. Street evangelism. This is my favorite. Church speaking, etc. That's all very nice, but I love being where people are, people who don't know Jesus, and people who from on-church backgrounds, etc. So we try to take the message out onto the street, and again, with different hooks and ways of getting into conversations. This is my friend in two of the photographs, a guy called David Kelly, who we're going to use widely in the mission. He does a fantastic Johnny Cash tribute. He weaves Johnny's spiritual story through the songs, and then a lovely gospel appeal at the end of his presentation. And Davey's a lovely, gentle guy, and he does it in a very unthreatening manner. And the bottom picture, the right, is my boss, my real boss. So she comes out with me as well at times. Next one, please. Training weekends have been great. We did one in Hungerford I was involved in last month. At Mike's church, and then the one in Cavan I mentioned, which was two weekends ago. And it was lovely because we had a lot of Irish guys who'd been on TFM missions before with some new guys, and then we also had a lot of clergy, etc., from the diocese came, and we had a fantastic day together. It was great for the guys from the diocese to see a bit of TFM, to see what TFM's about, because I've been traveling across the diocese, trying to set up the events and missions with the clergy. And Ferran obviously knows about TFM, but a lot of the clergy are unaware what TFM is. And it's almost been, it's not quite forced upon them, but they're encouraged to get involved. But it was lovely for them to be able to see and speak to guys in TFM t-shirts and sweatshirts, etc. So it certainly broke down barriers. I was in with the same group of guys in Dublin last week. that asked me to come and to speak about fresh expressions of church. They were looking at that over 2.5 days. So a lot of the clergy were involved with during the mission were there. But I could sense there was a renewed enthusiasm about the mission because of the great training weekend. So that was lovely. And guys were asking me more about it and coming up with more ideas for their particular missions, etc. So that was really, really good. Next slide, please. Yeah, a couple of funnies. Always like a bit of a laugh. We had a teapot session. The guy who took our kids' talk on the Sunday, some of you might have been there. Were anybody there? Roy? No, you weren't. No, you were blessed. Okay. This guy called Trevor did his teapot. And it's a long story, but I thought it was a funny photograph. And this gentleman, Tim, I'm not sure quite what he's doing, but I think we should have a caption. Whoever comes up with the funniest caption for that one can donate 50 quid to TFM. So, yeah. Next slide, please. And probably the last one. Oh, no, yes. Where I work, my other job, working for Seago Parish in Portadown in Northern Ireland, they've got a chip shop called TFM. So it was too good an opportunity not to take a photograph. One day I was down on my bicycle, hence the funny headwear. So it says TFM, simply the best. So there you go. And yeah, this is where I work. Seago Parish employ me. It's quite a traditional Church of Ireland, but I'm employed as an outreach worker, church planter, working on the outside in this particular estate called Killiecumaine, which is about a mile away from the main church. Anybody who was with us last year, I did state when the church employed me, I didn't have any support. You know, it was Jim, there's the estate, there's the keys, off you go. No prayer support, etc. That's why I really value anybody and everybody's prayers. But thank God, he's really moved, especially in the last year. And we now have a group which meets every Tuesday. We're planning to plant actually on a Sunday evening come September. And we meet in this community center, which is fantastic. It's neutral. The community know where it is. The church do have a building on the estate, which is about to be demolished at some stage over the next year. But God's put us into this building, which is lovely, and it's welcoming, and it's clean, and all those good things. So we've run Alpha courses from it. We have run post-Alpha courses from it. As I say, come September, we're going to continue with Alpha on a Tuesday, do another Alpha course, but also then start this fresh expression of church. And we work with all sorts of guys with different problems and addictions, etc. But the lovely sense of community that's developed between the guys from the area who come along is just fantastic. So it's been a real blessing. And that's just some of the guys on a Tuesday night. Currently we're doing the Bible Society's Bible course, which is lovely. Just a whole overview of what the Bible is and what it's about and how to actually get into it. So that's been really good. Is that my time up? I think it is. Yep, okay. So guys, thank you again for your prayers. Really, really much appreciated. And look forward to seeing anybody who wants to chat afterwards. Thank you.